And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And boy, we just had a great conversation with Rod Frazier about the upcoming week that they're going to be celebrating the New England Native American Cultural. That's the name of it, the New England Native American Cultural Week. And but great things happening. This phenomenal movie from 1920s called Daughter of Dawn. And so if you missed any of this, go to the Waterfire website afterwards and you can hear the interview with Rod. Lots of very interesting things are discussed there. And I think everyone's going to really want to go see that film. But now I want to jump into a conversation with my friend Arnell Milhouse, who is one of my favorite people, has been a supporter of Waterfire for a long time through, one, something called the Butter Day Spa. And that's a place where I go to get buttered. Right, they have the best massages, the best facials. It's in this beautiful Victorian right in Providence, and you feel like when you walk in, you're walking into home. So that's my little plug, because he's been a great sponsor of mine and also just a great guy, and he and his wife are just two of the nicest people you ever meet. And so it never surprised me when I went in to go get buttered one day and Arnell came up to me and Arnell said, "I'm doing this thing called Intra-City Geeks." And I was like, "What is that, Arnell?" And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Arnell Milhouse, and I'm going to let him explain the good work that he's doing here in Rhode Island. And yeah, so Arnell, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I think I need to go get buttered pretty soon, but I'm good. Good.
I know the owners. Let's go right after this.
Excellent. Well, I really want to focus on, as I was saying when you came into the studio, we have a very large focus on teachers happening at the September 26th fire. And the Intra-City Geeks just seems to fit right in there. And it fits in also with your spirit of wanting to do things for inner city kids. But, all right, tell me what Intra-City Geeks is really all about. What is it?
Intra-City Geeks is, it's me reliving my life, my youth, my experience through poverty, and my path out of poverty into the middle class and into business ownership, into success, and trying to spread that opportunity to as many people as I can throughout this country, but at a much more rapid pace and at a larger scale.
So essentially, I mean, that's where this passion is, to go in and help people to grow and to learn, because as we know, education is the key to getting ahead in life, no matter at what age you decide to either go back to school, but we hope to teach our kids well starting now and give everyone the same opportunity, correct?
Absolutely. So starting with that concept, for me, computer technology and education really lifted me and has been able to lift my entire family. And right now in this country, there are 500,000 open yet unfillable computer technology jobs for Americans. And we don't have enough people to fill these roles and fill these positions. And by the year 2020, that number is going to balloon to 1 million unfillable and open. And all these jobs pay between $50,000 and $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
So a couple of things are happening. Similar to the model of this show, how it's Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. Our goal at Intra-City Geeks is to ignite an unprecedented era of economic growth. We want to spur economic growth.
What a brilliant idea. And again, I love the way that you are focusing on making it accessible to everybody. So when did you start this whole process?
So it's interesting. I was blown away that you remember that exact conversation that we had last year. Mm-hmm. But we kicked off officially on January 21st of this year.
And when you say kick off, what is it that you did? Did you go into schools and seek out children? Or how does this process
work?
So
it started with us teaching an after-school computer programming class at Nathan Bishop Middle School on the east side. Mm-hmm. And we had about 30 students in that first course, in that first class. And the school department was kind of tentative. They weren't sure if the students were going to embrace it, but they loved it. And it spread throughout the entire school. More students were saying, "Hey, I want to sign up for this class. I want to sign up for this class." Because we're teaching the rigor. We're teaching computer science concepts and algorithmic thinking, but we're using games like Angry Birds to do it. And they're all interested in Angry Birds, but now they get to do the engineering teardown to see how it actually works. And the other thing that's so cool about this is that everything that we're doing, it really maps to the Common Core standards. So whether it's literature, reading, they're reading rigorous materials. They have to learn scientific terminology, and they learn coding, they learn programming, and these are things. And now that they're going home, they're learning how to build websites. So they're going home and they're getting on their computer saying, "Mom, look what I can do. I can create an Angry Birds game, or I can create a website." And then the parents are also coming up. They're coming after school, and they're sticking around. They're saying, "Hi, Mr. Milhouse, I wanted to stop and say thank you so much for what you're doing, because my child is engrossed. They are completely taken away by this now, and they can see the impact that it's already having in their lives."
Can you think of anything better than seeing somebody just lit up with excitement about learning?
Yes.
And that's what you're providing. And, I mean, come on, didn't President Obama just recognize you?
Yes, and we were blown away. We did not think that we were going to get selected, because we were such a young program, probably 6 months old at the time. And so we got an email from the White House saying, "We've heard about your program."
Did you think it was spam when it came through?
At first I did.
Okay.
I said, okay, this cannot be legit. But being a hacker, I went in, I checked the SMTP routers
Everybody
on the email.
Arnell's a hacker. He just admitted it.
Well, a good hacker. They're good hackers. And like, this is the Wizard of Oz, right?
I got it.
We're wearing the white hats. And, you know, so it was really a great honor to be recognized by the president and by the White House for our works.
Yeah.
And after the Nathan the Bishop program, we were contacted by Mayor Elorza here in Providence. He and Nicole Pollock, they were wondering if we had any ideas for the city that we could contribute. And so we recommended that, A, he learn how to code, and that we open up City Hall and we invite as many people as we can fit into City Hall to come and learn how to code along with the mayor. And we call that program Code Night with the Mayor. Takes place once a month, the second Monday of every month. And to our surprise, over 40 people showed up for the first one.
Wow.
The second one, it was 30 plus. The last one, it was 50 plus.
Yep.
And that's been an amazing vehicle. Now, that's targeting adults.
So 18, this isn't just for children. What's the age range?
It started off with 18 through 100.
Yeah.
We have some veterans that have been coming out. We have a gentleman who's a former Marine, served in Vietnam. He's learning. And now some of the interesting things, the parents are beginning to bring their children to it as well. So it's really an environment that's social, where people are learning to code, and you can see the bonds and connections that are being made. Our goal here in Rhode Island, we want to inspire around 200 to 300 new web developers, computer programmers, over the next 12 months.
And let's keep them in the state.
And keep them in the state. And they're going to stay here because they live here. And the other aspect of what we're doing, and this dovetails into another project that we have coming up, it's the first inaugural hackathon for Providence. It takes place the first weekend of November.
Okay, what's a hackathon?
A hackathon is a 24 or 48-hour event where people come together to create apps, programs in a setting, sometimes without sleeping, for that 48-hour program, 48-hour period. And then they are judged. We have judges from different companies. The mayor is a judge. And our theme is live, work, and play.
Yeah.
And so people are creating programs that help make Providence a better place to live, a better place to work, and a better place to play.
That is Waterfire's motto as well. Did you know that?
Ah.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have a Waterfire element, I think,
that
in this hackathon.
Great. All right, and so when again, how do people get involved? Or
so people are going to be able to go to hackpvd.com.
Okay.
And it takes place the first weekend of November, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. The 6th is a Friday night, and there's a mixer where people get to meet each other, socialize, have some hors d'oeuvres and drinks and food. And then the true hacking begins Saturday morning through Saturday evening, and then Sunday morning through Sunday evening.
That's very cool. So we've got the coding with the mayor. You've got the hackathon coming up. What are the other programs that are happening on a consistent basis? And again, how can somebody, you know, it might be intimidating, even for somebody like me. I know how to get into my Gmail account.
Yes.
And I don't know how to do Excel and some of those other database things, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it seems like it's something that's very hard to pick up and very hard to learn. So if I decide that I want to do it, Arnold, do I need my own computer? Do I go to you with my own computers?
All you have to do is go to intracitygeeks.org, and you'll see a list of the different programs that we have that we're making available, and you'll be able to go to one of the program that you feel most comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about Code Night with the Mayor is that there are people from all walks of life, and our focus really is we're inclusive. It's inclusive entrepreneurship as well, and there are women, people of color. It's such a great melting pot of people beginning, and you can see the bonds of even businesses are beginning to form out of these events that we're doing.
Well, this is what I think is beautiful just about you as a person, and it really shows through with how you've put this together. And you said it yourself, it's social. It's something that's also, you're teaching somebody how to fish, mm-hmm. you know, which
yes.
I think is one of the most
Absolutely.
Important most things important that things. We can do. And adding some diversity. So it's mm-hmm. everybody coming together. It doesn't matter who you are, how old you are.
Yes.
But I do, one of the things, again, that really hits me is I love the idea that for some people, they don't have enough money. This knowledge isn't accessible.
Yes.
And so to be able to do that mm-hmm. And to be able to bring that out into the streets to me and
yes.
give somebody the opportunity to have a leg up.
Yes.
And as you said, it's fed by your passion, by your history and what you've learned.
Thank you.
So do you have like a favorite kind of event that you do with
Well, there are two more things that we're launching, that
okay.
we're working on. And then I'll be able to answer that question by the tail end of that. But number one, at the high school level, we're moving into high schools for the first time. Last year, we worked exclusively with middle schools at the high school level. And I'm really grateful to Brown University because all of our employees, the majority of them are from Brown, computer mm-hmm. science majors and other majors that are filling various roles throughout the organization. But at the high school level, we're going to be teaching a course from Harvard University called CS50, which is their introductory computer science course.
Mm-hmm.
So our high school students are going to graduate our Intercity Geeks boot camp with an official certificate with the Harvard logo and a stamp of approval signed by a Harvard professor.
See, now how cool is that to put on one's resume and just
yes.
to even to boost your confidence,
yes.
you know, and bring it to the next level.
And they're able to bring that home and hang that on their wall
yep.
and their parents can see that, okay, wow, my son completed a Harvard level course.
That is really awesome. Well, Arnell, I'm sorry that we don't have more time to talk about this, but I'll bring you on before your hackathon and we'll start talking about that
awesome.
A little bit more.
We'd love
but
to.
Thank you so much for everything that you do. And anybody, again, go to the WaterFire website and you can go to radio at waterfire.org. And all of the information on how to get to Intercity Geeks will be there. There'll be a link there. And again, thank you for just being such a good man and doing incredible works. Everyone, you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. When we get back, I'm going to have to keep my mouth pretty shut because my friend Eric Auger from 1031 Productions is coming on to talk about a great event that's happening this weekend and that 1031 is participating in. And so we'll be back in a second.